Wow, you guys really sent us a lot to think about this time.
Yeah, this is a fascinating topic for sure.
Lots of stuff about, AI and how it's going to like totally reshape work as we know it.
Yeah.
We've got a Korean news article, a bunch of blog posts. Some of those are in English, some are in Korean, and even a few YouTube videos, all kind of digging into this, this whole question of AI and the future of work.
It's definitely a hot topic. Seems like everyone's talking about it these days, from like economists to, tech people, everybody.
Yeah, it's everywhere you look. And you know what really struck me? Like, one of the big things that kind of jumps out from all this material is this idea of like a productivity paradox when it comes to AI.
A paradox, huh? What do you mean by that?
Okay, so like, check this out. This Korean news article from Asia Economy. Let me see if I can get this title right. Woke Voke, Tenhan Mana Sana. Well, Tenhan Woke AR 10% Vuh.
Whoa, it's a mouthful, right?
Yeah.
But basically it's saying that AI could like seriously boost productivity like by maybe 10% over the next decade. 10%, that's huge.
Right. Like, that's a massive jump. And they even give this example of like call centers, where they implemented AI and saw productivity shoot up like 30 to 35%.
Wow, that's a pretty significant increase.
Right.
So are you saying that AI is like this secret weapon for boosting efficiency?
Well, yeah, kind of. But here's the thing, right? Like, at the same time, we see all this like anxiety and worry about AI taking over jobs.
Yeah, that makes sense. More efficiency, less need for human workers, potentially.
Exactly. It's like this double-edged sword. On the one hand, AI can make us way more productive, but on the other hand, it could also lead to like massive job losses.
It's that classic fear of technology replacing humans.
Right. And, it's not just like some abstract fear. We see real-world examples of this already happening.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, for example, there's this Korean blog post. The title's AI O U I I U O U O I U. It talks about this bank call center where a bunch of employees were laid off after the company brought in AI to handle calls.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty stark example of how AI can directly impact people's livelihoods.
And then there's this like really intense YouTube video. It's from this channel called Seiji and the O, and the title's AIU Sago Jockey 90% Sight You.
Okay, so how to survive in a world where AI takes over most jobs? Sounds a little dramatic.
It is a little dramatic, but it definitely paints this like kind of dystopian picture where, 90% of jobs are gone by 2045 because of AI.
90%. That's a pretty bleak outlook.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one perspective, but it does make you think, right? Like, what happens if AI really does automate that many jobs? What does that mean for, for us, for our careers, for society as a whole?
Big questions for sure, and not easy ones to answer.
Definitely not. And that's why we're doing this deep dive, right?
Yeah.
To try to unpack all this and figure out what it means for, for you listening.
Absolutely. It's important to look at this from all angles and see what we can learn. It really is. It makes you kind of think, whoa, like what's going to happen?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think, it's not all doom and gloom,
Oh,
really.
for sure. For sure. There's like another side to this whole AI thing, right?
Yeah, a lot of these sources actually offer some pretty practical advice on
Yeah.
like how to navigate this whole changing work landscape,
Okay, so what's the like survival guide for the AI powered workplace?
Well, this one YouTube video, it's called AIE. How toast do you know? Yeah, 90% it. Yeah, go. Basically, it like really emphasizes the importance of developing new skills.
Okay, new skills, got it.
Yeah, and it suggests, focusing on areas that like complement AI. So things like AI training, or have you heard of prompt engineering?
Prompt engineering. That sounds kind of techie.
It is. Yeah, it's basically like learning how to, give AI the right instructions to get the results you want.
So it's like we're not just going to be replaced by AI, we're going to be working with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's about like learning to use AI as a tool,
Okay, so tech skills, AI training, all that. But it's not just about the tech stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, I notice a lot of these sources talked about the importance of like soft skills too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Things like critical thinking and communication,
Yeah.
collaboration, all that good stuff.
Right. Those are like the human skills that are harder for AI to replicate.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're actually going to become even more valuable in the AI-powered workplace.
How come?
Well, think about it. AI is probably going to be handling a lot of the like routine tasks, the data analysis, maybe even some decision making.
Okay, yeah.
But we'll still need humans to like interpret that data,
Yeah.
make judgments that require like ethical considerations and communicate those findings to other humans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not enough to just be like technically proficient anymore. You got to be able to think critically about what the AI is telling you.
Right, right, right. It's like AI is going to be our partner, not just our replacement.
Exactly. A very smart partner, hopefully.
Okay, this is all like really interesting, but I got to be honest, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot.
Do you think there are like any real world examples of how people are already adapting to this shift? I mean, are there any like, you know, people out there who are actually making this work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are.
Like those multi-hyphenates we talked about earlier?
Exactly. Yeah, the multi-hyphenates. And this YouTube video we keep mentioning, AI, 90% Django show, AIO, John Aron, O the G. He gives this awesome example about Silicon Valley developers.
Okay, Silicon Valley, what are they doing?
Well, they're averaging, get this, 3.4 inquiry sources.
Whoa, 3.4 income sources.
Yeah, that's like having 3.5 jobs.
That's crazy. Are they like working all the time?
Well, it kind of highlights how people are blurring the lines between work and leisure, right?
Okay, blurring the lines, got it.
They're turning hobbies into side hustles, you know? They're constantly involving their skill sets.
So it's like they're not just surviving, they're like thriving in this new world.
Exactly, yeah, they're taking control.
That's really cool. It's kind of making me rethink my own, you know, priorities and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely food for thought.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential for AI to like boost productivity and the worries about job displacement. But let's like dig a little deeper here. If AI changes what we do for work, does it also change like the whole idea of work?
Ooh, now that's a great question.
What does work even mean in this new world?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. I mean, it really challenges us to move beyond just like earning a paycheck, right?
Right. It's not just about the money anymore.
Right. It makes us think about like what value are we creating regardless of, you know, the traditional boundaries of a job.
Okay. So like our purpose, our impact.
Exactly. Yeah. Our purpose. And this YouTube video, it talks about how work might become more integrated with our passions and interests.
So instead of dreading Monday morning, we might actually be like excited to dive into work.
Maybe, yeah.
Or whatever we end up calling it. It's like AI is pushing us towards a future where like work isn't just about survival, it's about self-actualization.
Yeah, I like that.
But let's be real for a second, yeah. Right?
Sure.
It's easy to get caught up in all the like the optimistic possibilities.
Yeah, definitely.
But some of these sources, and honestly, I think a lot of people are still pretty worried about the job losses that might come with, you know, widespread AI adoption.
Yeah, those concerns are totally valid. I mean, it's not just about individual jobs disappearing. It's about entire industries potentially being disrupted.
Whoa, entire industries. That's scary.
Yeah, something to think about. And that blog post, AI. It actually talks about how the Philippine call center industry is like bracing for major changes as AI takes over more customer service tasks.
The Philippines, yeah, they have a huge call center industry.
Right. And what's interesting is that even in the face of this potential disruption, the article highlights the like the resilience and adaptability of Filipino workers.
Okay, resilience, adaptability, those are good qualities.
Right. And it's like they're not just passively accepting these changes, they're actively learning new skills.
Yeah. You know? Right. So they're not just waiting around for the AI to take their jobs, they're like taking charge of their future.
Exactly. They're getting ahead of the curve.
That's inspiring. It's like AI is kind of pushing everyone to be more proactive about their careers.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call in a way.
We can't just assume our jobs are always going to be there. We got to be constantly learning, adapting, evolving.
Lifelong learning, right. That's the key takeaway.
Lifelong learning, got it.
And that brings us to another, like, really important point. The need for, you know, lifelong learning. In the past, you could graduate from college, maybe get a master's degree, and that was enough to sustain you for your whole career.
Yeah, that's not the case anymore.
No, not at all. In the age of AI, formal education is just the starting point. We got to constantly be updating our skills, learning new technologies, expanding our knowledge base.
So it's not just about what you know, but like how quickly you can learn new stuff.
Exactly. The speed of learning becomes crucial.
And that's where these sources really highlight the importance of embracing new learning platforms.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Online courses, boot camps, mentorships, like all that stuff.
It's all out there, yeah.
There are so many resources available to help people like adapt to the evolving job market.
And it's about taking ownership of your own professional development.
Not waiting for someone to tell you what skills you need to learn.
Right, being proactive.
Okay, so We've talked about how AI can like reshape jobs, create new opportunities, maybe even change the whole concept of work. But let's get down to like brass tacks here. What are some concrete examples of how AI is already impacting industries like today?
Oh, we got a bunch of cool examples in these sources. Like there's this article from Naver Post, SoftBank Corp. That's another mouthful. What's it about?
Basically, it talks about how SoftBank is using AI to de-escalate calls from angry customers.
So, like, AI is calming people down. That's wild.
Yeah, and it's actually aimed at protecting their human call center workers from, like, emotional stress. Oh, that's really interesting. So it's not just about, like, efficiency. It's about using AI to improve working conditions for humans.
Exactly, yeah.
I like that.
And then there's this YouTube video, 2025 of yo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. It's about banking, right?
Yeah, it explains how AI is being integrated into the banking sector to analyze customer data and personalize services.
So AI is like playing a support role, helping human bankers provide better service.
Yes, but it's also moving towards a more active role. Like there's this article, 2025 yo-yo AI, I'll go you guy you jo yo yo you have you a go yo yo. It talks about how AI agents are now handling simple banking transactions. Like they're essentially becoming the new tellers.
Wow. So those jobs that were once considered like safe, like bank tellers, are actually being transformed by AI.
Yep. And it highlights a critical point. No job is entirely immune to the impact of AI.
So we all got to be ready for change.
Absolutely. Yeah. And brings us back to that core tension we've been exploring. AI has the potential to both enhance productivity and displace workers. It's not a simple black and white issue.
Right. It's a complex dance between like opportunity and anxiety.
Exactly.
And I think the key takeaway for, you know, our listeners is that they need to be active participants in this dance.
Yes, not passive bystanders.
We got to shape our own futures. But what about the bigger picture? Like, let's say hypothetically, AI does lead to like widespread job displacement. What happens then?
Good question. That's a question that some of these sources grapple with, particularly the YouTube video, AI Gayo, 90% Sheens,
okay.
Like Jan.
Okay, what does it say?
It brings up this concept of universal basic income, UBI.
UBI? What's that?
It's like everyone gets a regular paycheck from the government, whether they're working or not.
Whoa, a paycheck from the government, just for existing.
Yeah, the idea is that as AI takes over more tasks, freeing up human labor, we might need to, like, rethink how wealth is distributed.
Okay, so like AI is doing all the work and we all just like chill out and collect a paycheck.
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Yeah.
UBI is just one proposed solution and it's definitely a controversial one.
Yeah, I can see how that would spark some like heated debates.
Oh, for sure.
Some people would argue it like discourages work. Others would say it provides a necessary safety net in a rapidly changing world.
Right. It's a complex issue.
It's fascinating and honestly kind of mind-boggling to think about the potential societal implications of AI.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around.
It's not just about jobs. It's about how we structure our entire economy, our social safety net, everything.
You're hitting on a crucial point. The impact of AI goes far beyond the workplace. It forces us to rethink fundamental questions about, like, the nature of work, the distribution of wealth, even the role of government in a technologically advanced society.
So, like, where do we go from here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
We've covered a lot of ground, from AI boosting productivity to job displacement anxieties, even radical solutions like UBI.
It's been a wild ride.
It's clear AI is going to have a profound impact on the future of work. But what does all this mean for us, like, as individuals?
Yo, that's the question we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
So how do we, like, navigate this crazy future, this uncertain future? How do we, you know, set ourselves up for success, whatever that even means in the age of AI?
Right. That's the big question, isn't it? And, you know, there's no easy answer, no magic formula. But, you know, looking at all these sources, they do offer some pretty good guidance, I think.
Okay, so what kind of guidance?
Well, one thing that keeps coming up over and over again is this idea of, like, embracing a lifelong learning mindset. You know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That YouTube video, the AIU 90 Presurious Google you Jano.
Right.
They really stressed that, like constantly updating our skills, especially with all these new learning platforms, right?
Yeah.
Online courses, boot camps, all that, even like mentorships.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like we're all back in school, except like school is now our entire lives.
It is. It's a total shift in how we think about learning.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not just about like keeping up with the latest technology either, you know?
Right.
A lot of these sources talked about the importance of those, you know, soft skills.
The soft skills, yeah. Like what?
You know, the communication, critical thinking, collaboration, all that
stuff. Right, stuff that's hard to automate, right?
Exactly, yeah. And those skills are going to be even more important in this AI-powered workplace, I think.
Why is that? Why more important?
Well, think about it. Like, AI is probably going to be handling a lot of the routine stuff.
Okay.
The data analysis, maybe even some decision-making. But we still need humans to like interpret that data, you know, to make judgments that require like ethical considerations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And of course, we need people to communicate those findings to other humans effectively.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you wouldn't want a robot negotiating your next salary raise, would you?
No way. I want a human who understands my value, my aspirations, maybe can even crack a joke or two to lighten the mood, you know?
Exactly, exactly. There's still a very human element to work, even in this like crazy tech-driven world.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to this whole multi-hyphenate thing. Remember we talked about that earlier?
Yeah, multi-hyphenate.
It seems like more and more people are like blurring those lines between, you know, work and passion.
Yeah.
Turning hobbies into side hustles, building those portfolio careers.
You mentioned that one YouTube video, the Silicon Valley developers with 3.4 income streams, right?
3.4, yeah, it's wild.
That's a lot. But is that like a realistic model for everyone, you think? Are we all going to be like entrepreneurs, freelancers?
I don't know about all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the future of work is definitely becoming more fluid, more flexible.
Okay, more fluid, more flexible.
Yeah, and you know, those traditional 9-to-5 jobs, they might still exist,
yeah,
but they might be combined with freelance gigs or passion projects, maybe even some like social impact initiatives.
So it's less about fitting into like a predefined box and more about like creating your own like unique work-life blend.
Exactly. It's about taking control, right?
Okay. Taking control. I like that. But like that requires a certain mindset, doesn't it?
It does.
Like a willingness to embrace change. Experiment, maybe even fail along the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Failure's part of the process.
And you know what? That blog post, AI, Otaki, Opaka, Kuka, Kuka, it made a similar point.
Hmm.
Using that example of the Philippine call centers, you know, facing disruption from AI, they were saying that those who are willing to adapt, learn new skills, explore new career paths, those are the people who are ultimately going to thrive.
Yeah, it's about riding the wave, not resisting it.
Right. It's like that line from the YouTube video. The future belongs to those who are willing to learn, adapt, and create.
Powerful stuff.
So as we, you know, wrap up this deep dive, what are the like the big takeaways here? What should our listeners be thinking about?
I think it boils down to this. Embrace that lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning. Okay.
Cultivate those uniquely human skills, you know, the ones that AI can't replicate. And be open to those new ways of working and creating value.
Those are great insights. Really appreciate you breaking all this down for us. It's given us a lot to ponder.
Glad to do it. It's been a great discussion.
Is there anything else that like really stood out to you from all this?
You know, one thing that wasn't really explicitly mentioned, but I think it's worth thinking about is the impact of AI on work-life balance.
Oh, work-life balance. That's a good one.
Like as work becomes more fluid, more integrated with technology, will we even be able to like disconnect and recharge?
That's a good question.
Or will those lines between work and leisure just get blurrier and blurrier?
Yeah, that's definitely something to watch out for.
It's something we need to be mindful of as we shape this new world of work.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's clear AI is changing everything, transforming work as we know it. The future's uncertain. But, you know, it's also full of exciting possibilities, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot to look forward to.
So embrace the change, you know, stay curious, keep learning, and who knows, maybe you'll end up with 3.4 income streams too.
Hey, you never know.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.